broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome to the 66th Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. We are in Lanikai on Oahu, absolutely beautiful place to come and visit the windward side of Oahu because of the gorgeous views that we have. Right now, we've got some interesting weather. The weather forecast is cloudy with rain, heavy rain in the afternoon, possibly some thunder showers. The variable winds to 15 miles an hour. And as I look up against the Ko'olau Range and look at the cloud cover, some pretty heavy clouds. Looks like they could dump quite a bit of rain. Right now it's holding off. And Lanikai at the Mid-Pacific Country Club is like a bowl in a way. When I was driving over the Pali and it was raining and there was all these dark clouds and I looked and I saw this blue sky, little patches of blue, and it just was right over the Mid-Pacific Country Club where the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational is being played this morning. The players limited to 120 in order to have a faster pace of play. This is the premier amateur event in Hawaii. Michelle Wee won when she was 11. Her mom brought her to this interview room here inside the general manager's office. We've taken over. It's probably the most beautiful office in Hawaii. And the Jenny K, the 66 years, has been run by the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division. The Jenny K. Wilson title sponsor is UHA, and a big mahalo to Howard K.F. Lee, the president and CEO of UHA, for his continued support here. And we, of course, the golf club, wants to thank the people who make the golf club possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, custom or single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Jam. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports. 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery. Featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
And if you'd like to play around at Poipu Bay today, there's a 920, a 1040, an 1130. And the Vokey Wedges, they're on special still for $109. Really happy to be here live at the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. We're inside the Mid-Pac Country Club General Manager Tim Dietrich's office, overlooking the most amazing view of the Mid-Pacific Country Club golf course. It's the Ko'olau Range, wraps kind of around the windward side like it looks like a curtain as we look out, a gentle embrace, keeping the clouds and the rain sort of from the south shore and keeps, of course, the waterfalls flowing down. It's absolutely gorgeous. Forecast is for rain in the afternoon. As I mentioned, the light winds this morning. So expect the muggy, humid conditions today. And that means the ball may be a little heavier than you're accustomed to. I'd like to bring in two great guests who join me this morning to talk about the Mid-Pacific Country Club's Jenny K. Wilson. Our Women's Division Chair, Linda Hoogst, will be joining us later. But right now, Jenny K. Wilson Chair Susan Earn is here. And from the Mid-Pacific Country Club, the Director of Golf and the Rules Official, Mark Souza. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Good morning.
When we talk about the ball getting heavier, and I want to talk about that just for the general golfer, the humidity factor does weigh the ball down a little bit.
Absolutely, that's why you have in the desert. You're going to hit the ball further if you play in Arizona or Southern California, but out here where the moisture and you got all that moisture in the air, it does slow down the ball a little bit. But
so you're not going to go as far as
you're not going to carry as far, and and depending on the fairways, you're not going to roll that much, too.
Right, because with the weather being the way it is, the wet fairways are going to keep the ball from doing what you'd like it to do, go as much distance. But it also affects the greens and how they roll.
Our greens are so pure. And I mean, Jason Amoy, our golf course superintendent, has been doing such a great job. With a light rain like this, it's not really going to matter too much. It might slow it down about a half a foot, you know.
Okay, and he usually has an 11 on the stim meter, right?
Jenny Key, it's a lot fairer. I think it's around a 10. I didn't speak to Jason, but probably around there.
So
because the ladies were saying they love the greens right now, the speed of the greens.
Oh, but usually the guys are constantly talking about how they're way too fast because he does have them at 11. But they never actually say it's too fast. Because Jason is just doing it the way he always does it. And he used to do, when the Sony Open came to the Wailea Country Club, he took care of all of the greens there.
Absolutely.
So the man knows how to take care of the greens and make them roll. When you say the way they're pure, what do you mean by that?
Oh, they're uniform. I mean, they're we have Tifstorf greens out there, and there's no weeds or brown spots. In fact, I was watching the TPC tournament yesterday, and you see the greens are all different colors, and our greens are just
pure
emerald green. Perfect.
Better than the players.
Absolutely.
That's saying a lot. That's Sawgrass. He's comparing the Mid Pacific Country Club to the Sawgrass. I know. Susan Earn, Mid Pacific Country Club, Jenny K. Wilson, Chair, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
How long have you been a part of the women's division here at Mid Pacific Country Club?
I joined in 2008, and I've been an active participant for the women's division since then. I've played Jenny Kay three different times, and I'm really excited and proud to be the chairperson this year.
Did you expect it to be as much work as you found yourself doing?
I really didn't have that kind of expectation because I had really good, we have 22 committees, and I have really good people that are working for me, so I think that's the most important thing, and just make sure. Yesterday I was just busy going around checking with everybody to see how they were doing, and I got thumbs up all the way around, so I was pretty happy, pretty stress-free.
What was your most memorable round of golf, your favorite thought on a golf course?
Well, it probably would have been here. I played Jenny Kay in 2009, and the first hole, number one, I was in the last flight, and I had really no expectations, but I got a 14 on that hole. And that pretty much lowered whatever. And from there on, I kind of played lights out, and I ended up getting a third in my flight. And so yesterday, I encouraged one of our players who had a very bad experience on one of our holes, and I said, anything's possible. She felt good about it, and I felt good about that. So we'll see how she does today.
That is a wonderful story. That's fantastic. You know, when as you said, there was nowhere to go but up.
Obviously.
And when you have no expectations after that, you really do. You allow yourself to just be free, and
right.
From there, it's wonderful. Just having fun, and I try to encourage all of my listeners, if you're going to go out and play, just put away what you expect from whatever, you know, I want to do this, or I want to do that. Just take your swing as it comes. Mark Souza is the director of golf, and he teaches. I mean, it's hard to get him on the show because he's always teaching, you know, right? So that isn't that when you talk to your students about what to expect when they go to the course?
Right. Just try to relax and play, you know, play your best. And if a bad hole happens, it happens, but just move on. Just stay in the present, focus on the shot that you can only control, which is a shot you're about to hit, and forget about the past and don't worry about the future.
And you know, and they go, yeah, that's so easy.
It's so easy to say, but it's hard to do. But if you keep programming, especially I work with a lot of juniors, it tends to help.
Yeah, and that's such a key. I hear a lot of people say, gosh, I wish I'd started playing golf when I was younger. Would have been so much easier. But it's still, if you start off, it doesn't matter what age you are, does it?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Just I would suggest that they see a golf professional, a PGA golf professional, if they're going to get started, and learn the basic fundamentals of the golf swing. And it's going to help you down the road.
You know, here at Mid-Pacific Country Club, there are two golf professionals. One is the general manager, because he's a PGA, Jim Dietrich. There's three.
Yeah, Robert Respicio, he's our first assistant and merchandiser.
Wow. So there's three PGAs here, Aloha Section PGA members. And I was wondering, when was the last time you were out with Mr. Dietrich playing a round of golf? Does he play anymore?
He's a great player. A fantastic player. Of all the general managers that we had, he's the best golfer.
He's the best golfer.
And he works the hardest. It's the truth. You know, I mean, this is not, you know.
You're not just saying that, huh?
I'm not just saying that. He's the best golfer, and he works the hardest.
You guys are good. All right. We're going to take a really quick break, and we're here. We're hoping that some of the players, because we've got a really great field. This is the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. Jenny K., a special person. She never played golf, but she lended her name because she was the mayor's wife. Mayor Wilson, Wilson Tunnel, Leake Leake, you may know that one. We have two international players tied for first. All right, first off, from Japan is Haruka Amamoto, and tied for her, with her is Keira Nabashima, also from Japan. She's 16. They both shot 72, even par. Kira Baladad is in third place with Claire Choi, Chloe Wong, Kayla Akagi, Alicia May Mateo, Miki Manta, Zoe Ann Yamamoto. A lot of these kids just finished the Hawaii High School Athletic Association David Ishii Girls Golf Championship, part of the Punahou team, the Iolani team, the Marinol team, Kalani. It's a great, great field. And if you get a chance to come out, you'll see some terrific amateur play here in the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends.
When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. We're at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. Absolutely beautiful golf course. If you get a chance to play, if somebody invites you, or if there's a fabulous event like there's going to be on Monday, you can play here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. They often have charity events that you should sign up for. And if you go to their website, it's, all of a sudden it went out of my head. Mid-Pacific Country, Mid-Pacific, MP, Let me bring both of these wonderful ladies on. They're the part of the women's division here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. One is the chair of the women's division, and the other, we're going to meet now, Linda Hooks, who is the actual event coordinator. Thank you.
Women's chair.
Women's chair is here. Thank you very much. Okay, Linda. The events that happen here are special. For instance, you've got the Mid-Pacific Open and Jenny K Volunteer Appreciation Golf and Dinner. That's on Friday, July 1st, and you can come and play this gorgeous golf course.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, there's not only check-in and the putting contest at 2 o'clock, there's a 9-hole shotgun start, then the prime rib dinner. So you're on. We're running for our meal through the 9 holes, right?
Well, we're all happy to be together for it after all the work we did.
I bet. How many times do you volunteer a year for an event that's held here?
Many times. It's frequently a small group of people that always are volunteering. And we always try to pull more people in, but it's a lot of volunteering here.
Somebody I hadn't seen in 30 years just dropped by the office right before the show started, and she said, I don't play golf well, but I volunteer all the time. So, in other words, you don't need to be great. You can, as long as your body's here and you take direction. So what if somebody wants to volunteer, and what are some of the things that you need to do?
Well, we have a lot of different committees. We have the golf chairman who coordinates all of the golf tournaments we have each week, and there is a social person who takes care of the special tournaments, and there's just all kinds of committees that take care of all these different things. So as a chairman, you don't have to do as much as long as you got good
help.
Help, yeah. Right. Same with the Jenny K.
That's fantastic. So you are working with the women's division in all facets, all the things that come up. It's almost like a full-time job.
Well, it is, rather. And I'm so happy that I had a marvelous chairman for Jenny K, because it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Volunteer Appreciation Golf and Dinner, it's on Thursday. You have to, by Thursday, RSVP, June 23rd, so that's coming up. And there's going to be contests and awards and all kinds of, for A flight, B flight, C flight, just a thank you for, so you don't have to be a great golfer to participate. This is for, like the gal who came in said, I'm not a great golfer, but I just volunteer. This is for people to have fun.
Yeah, exactly. That's all we want to do here. Is, I think part of golfing is not just getting out there on the golf course. It's all the friendships you make and being with all your friends all the time, so.
Is there a price? I don't see how much this costs. We don't know.
What? Volunteer appreciation.
So that's what I was wondering. Is this for the volunteers?
And primarily, I think this is set up. We just had the Mid-Pac Open in April. And so there are a lot of people in the community that come and volunteer for that. And then with the Jenny K, we get also outside volunteers. Lots of volunteers, people that are not necessarily ardent golfers, but just want to be a part of the event, and so they are happy to come and participate.
Just bring your microphone up there.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
So the volunteer appreciation dinner is one way that the club shows these volunteers that they are appreciated, and try to make it special for them. The one thing about Mid-Pacific Country Club, we're trying to gear our activities not only to golf, but also to fitness and social events, dinners.
Like the rock and roll night.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we know that not everybody in the community is going to be a golfer, but they might want to play once in a while. They might want to learn, but they certainly can enjoy the atmosphere up here. So we have other things to attract people in the community, and so we invite everyone to come up and check it out.
Yeah, it's great. And there's the social membership, and there's the golf membership, so you don't have to necessarily come up and just, you know, play the golf. There's
correct.
Different membership levels and for different things that you want to do.
Exactly.
And it's great. So if you've volunteered for the Mid-Pac Open or the Jenny K, they're having a golf and dinner for you. the Volunteer Appreciation Golf and Dinner. Check-in and putting contest is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's a 9-hole shotgun start at 3 o'clock and the prime rib dinner at 5:45 with awards at 6:30 in the evening. And it's going to be a lot of fun to participate. It's kind of like after the Sony Open, what they do is they let the volunteers play at the Wailea Country Club. And that's the same kind of benefit that everybody's getting. Let's take a look at our championship flight first off, where from Japan, the two players, Haruka Amamoto and Kira Nabashima, are leading and tied for first. It's just started now, the past couple of years, that players from Japan have shown an interest in this premier amateur event here, the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. And it's great to see them coming because that's what happened with the Pearl Open and some of the other events in Hawaii that brought the international field here. So I'm asking, how did the ladies in Japan find out about the Jenny K?
Well, we do have several members here at MidPAC that are either part-time members and come over here for several months and play golf here. So we do have a connection with a lot of people that live either part-time or all the time, but do have a membership at MidPAC. So there is that connection. And I think not only do we have people from Japan, we had someone from Finland, I think, last year. We have people here from Arizona this year. So it's not just Hawaii people. We have a large contingent from Maui. And so it is fun to get that international flavor, but it has been growing, and it's exciting to see the girls come, and they seem to fit right in.
Yeah. No, it's really good. It's good for the Jenny K, too, because it's always been the global aspiration to expand the reach of golf. And golf being in the Olympics for the first time since, I think it's over 112 years. 1904 was it when we were in the Olympics last as a sport. So it's exciting to see that the women from Japan see the benefit of coming to compete in Hawaii. And so many of the kids come over here. And speaking of kids, so one of them is 16 years old. Gakira Baladad of Kaiser, an 11th grader, she had an eagle on a par 4 yesterday. What, I mean,
wow.
I know. How far did she hit that drive?
I don't know, which hole was it?
I don't have that information in front of me. But I was thinking, my gosh, that's a long drive to get to the par 4 and then to, that's amazing. But that I'd love to talk to her. And we're hoping that some of the girls will decide to talk. Claire Choi from Punahou, 10th grader. She shot a 76 yesterday. She's fourth. Chloe Wong, Iolani. She's going to be a senior or is just finishing up school. But Chloe was on the team that just came in. They did so well in the Hawaii High School State Athletic Association David Ishii Girls Golf Championship, with Punahou winning the team championship, but with Allison Corpuz and Marielle Galdiano battling from behind, and Allison winning, that taking Marielle Galdiano's fourth, she would have won her fourth state championship. That was amazing. And I kind of, I expect Marielle to walk through the door. But she's going on to play the Curtis Cup. And aspirations, of course, she's going to be playing golf for UCLA, and then her aspirations are professional golf. And it's really powerful to see our young players move through the Hawaii State HSJGA. Now I can say the initials, and I can't say the name of it. Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, as they've moved from 7 years old on up through the ranks, and we watched them grow and graduate. And now we have a whole getting to know all the new kids on the new girls on the block, if you will. It's really exciting.
We had two college coaches out here yesterday checking out these young players.
You did.
We had Lori Castillo from UH was out, and also the coach from Rutgers, I believe her William last name, who are both Jenny K players, and But I know they won medals. I'm not sure what. Yeah. So it was kind of fun, and they were really enjoying this, watching them.
So now we have collegiate spies here,
yeah,
too. Coaches coming out to check out the talent here in Hawaii. It's awesome. This is the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup! What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back. Carrie Williams, the Rutgers golf coach, women's golf coach, Carrie Williams, past winner here in the Jenny K Invitational. And we call it Jenny K. It's actually a Jenny K. Wilson Invitational here at the Pacific Country Club, the 66th playing of this spectacular event that the Women's Division at Mid-Pacific Country Club puts on every year, bringing together with, of course, the assistance from UHA, all of the best women amateurs in many flights, not just the championship flight, which we've been focusing on, but also the A flight, B flight, C flight, and D flight. So obviously, I believe there's also an E flight. There you go. So all comers are welcome to come and test their skills here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. And it's really quite something. We have so many in the E flight. It's exciting to see how many women compete in all of the flights of golf. But we're going to go back to some of, like, Carrie Williams, the Rutgers coach, a former winner. She's won in the past. Also, Lori Castillo, she's a winner of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational and now a UH coach, and she's fabulous. I mean, Lori Castillo is one of the women's amateur winners. So it's she's huge in the Castillo family. And Bobby Cox is here this year. And she's tied for first in the A flight with Lisa Judge, 79. And that's a fabulous score, given the conditions are always tough and the course is not easy to play. So we're going to be joined right now by the rules official who is taking over this year. And I love how the Jenny K. Wilson different committees, as we were talking, Susan Earn was telling me earlier that there are 22 committees that make up the Jenny K. Wilson organization. Is that how many committees there were? It's okay. 22, right? So one of those committees is chaired by Marsha Lee. It's the Rules Committee. No? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Not chair. Jim Femia is the chair.
Okay.
But he always sends me up here. That's why you always get to see me up here.
That's wonderful. Okay. So Marsha Lee is on the Rules Committee. Uh-huh. And I was curious, have there been any interesting rules that you've had, decisions that had to be made?
Well, yesterday was a really interesting day. The conditions were perfect for golf yesterday. It was a really nice day. Championship flighters, I don't know about the front nine. I was working the back nine the whole day. When they came, it was like a breeze. They were just hitting it straight down the middle. playing their holes to a par or whatever, and it was so simple. Earlier with the higher handicap flights, the B through, especially the C, D, and E flights, there were a few interesting rules, but nothing over the top.
Nothing controversial.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
What about the cart path rule? Rule 22, I think it is.
As to dropping?
Yeah.
Off the cart path? It's rather interesting. I think almost every golfer knows the rule to that particular ruling, but they always call a rules official.
Exactly.
I had three of them in a row on number 15. I was watching, I got called for one, and then three other people hit, and they hit within yards of each other, all up against the cart path or close to the cart path. And it was interesting because the first two got to take a drop because they were would have had to stand on the cart path to hit their ball. The third one was, she didn't need to do that. She goes, oh, I guess I don't get a ruling. She walked away.
That's what is always the suggestion. If you have a question, call the rules official.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because you just want to take advantage of the rule if you can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's no shame in that.
None whatsoever. None whatsoever.
Yeah.
In fact, I was speaking with Heather Carr, who we spoke with last year. I assume she might be coming up this year. I don't know. She was playing in the next to the last group yesterday where I was working, and I went up to tell them thank them for their patience because we had a little bit of a backup on number 14. And so she said, you know, Marcia, I just appreciate so much that you know the rules and the people that do come out here and do the rules because I just can't keep them in my head. Now, this girl's been playing really good golf for a lot of years.
A long time.
And she said something that really struck home with me, and I've said it in the past. She said, when we spend our whole youth and years forward with coaches, caddies, parents telling us the rules, we don't retain them.
Yeah, we don't ever have to learn them for themselves.
We don't have to think about it. Exactly.
Yes.
So that came really close to my heart because that's one of my issues is that tournament players especially should know at least the basic rules.
Oh,
the big ones.
You mean the PGA Tour guys?
Oh, yeah, them. Those guys.
Yeah, those guys. They should know the rules. Yeah, it's interesting to watch the infractions and they say, I didn't know that one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many. There are so many rules of golf that at some point it's very hard to remember them all.
Oh, and no one's going to.
Exactly. So that's why you call a rules official, because there's a chance that it can give you a break. And there's no shame in getting a break if you can get one.
Mm-hmm.
When you talked about the pace of play yesterday, there were some backup. I understand that the field's been limited to 120 players to maintain a good pace of play. Is it because you have the high handicappers that are allowed to play in the Jenny K, all flights got down to E, that you wanted to limit the field?
Well, they limited the field for pace of play, of course. And the high handicappers are not really that high. They're still bogey golfers. They're good golfers. What happened yesterday was we had three people drop out at the last minute. And so it caused more threesomes, and we even had a twosome at the very end because she was a very last minute dropout for emergency. And that caused them to back up on the par threes because you've got foursomes playing and then a threesome and then another threesome and then a twosome and a fourth. I mean, so it kind of causes a backup. But
yes,
they were fine. They did great. They were wonderful.
Yeah.
We still finished within 5 hours, which is really good for the JK.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But when was the decision made to limit the field to 120?
4 years ago.
We started doing it.
Yeah.
Because it was 140.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's like when we have 144 tour players out there playing, and that's a huge field to move through and be comfortable and get it going. And then if there's any backlogs, it just compounds.
Well, when you have championship players and e-flighters like playing in the same field, championship are waiting for the second shot because they know they can get on, or even on the par fives they're waiting for their second shot because they can get on. And the higher handicappers are taking their three and four shots to get on. So it backs it up just a little bit.
And it's interesting, too, for the championship flighters that they really have to test their skills at changing their pace of play. So it's an interesting test for the players to become accustomed to. You're not going to necessarily always play with somebody who plays the same way you do. And that goes for on the LPGA, the PGA. Then you get used to, there are some players who use it to their advantage. I'm a slow player, and I'm going to mess with your game. And I'm going to take as much time as I want. And at some point, you realize that they actually are doing it on purpose. They're stretching out just a little bit more. You just really have to learn. I think we have, speaking of players, I think we have someone in the pro shop who's
Bobby
ready.
Former chair.
Oh, we have Bobby Femia checking in from downstairs.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for coming back again and doing so much aloha for our tournament.
I love it. And well, here you are, one of the committee members. I don't want to misstate what you're doing, but I think you're on the entertainment committee.
Yes, that's correct. I finally got somebody to be the chairman. So I don't consider it a demotion. I'm just still part of the overall committee. So, yeah.
Of course.
I did the poo-poo party and the entertainment for the banquet, et cetera, and then trying to play as well.
And well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, why would you want to be the chairperson of a committee when you want to play in the Jenny K? And here you are in the sea flight. Are you getting ready to tee off?
Yeah, I got about 5 minutes for you.
Okay, well, tell me, what are some of the challenges this year playing this course?
Actually, I think this year the course is in the best shape I've ever seen it. And we have not too much wind, so my challenge is just trying to stay in the fairway. Stay in the fairway.
I want to ask you a question, and I asked it at the beginning of the show. What's your favorite moment on a golf course or playing? Or what's your favorite memory round?
Oh, boy. At this course or any course?
Any course.
Well, I have to admit, I love the courses on the Big Island, Mauna Lani. Just being able to be out there in the beauty of Hawaii golf courses. I think all our courses are so gorgeous. We're so lucky to be here. And, of course, I'm prejudiced to mid-pack. I think any time I get a birdie on any hole, I'm so excited. I don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, I'm. What I'm trying to elicit is the positive endorphins in your brain when you're thinking about positive rounds of golf.
Right.
So that when you actually step on the tee, you'll have that in your mind. It's so important, you know, Bobby Femia.
Hey, it's all the between the ears, as we know, watching the PGA guys too when they have their meltdowns. Then I don't feel so bad. So at least I'm not playing for my mortgage payment, you know. So
yeah. Yes. Yes, some of them are paying for their plane.
Right, right. Yeah, I'm not at that caliber. Not even close.
But you're getting out. How often do you get to play?
Well, I play every Tuesday with the ladies club here at Midpack, and then my husband and I play every Sunday with a couples group, and then, you know, just the extra rounds thrown in here and there. So twice a week for sure.
Twice a week. That's great. And I love what's coming up, the volunteer appreciation golf and dinner.
Yes.
For Midpack,
yes,
and
yes,
for Jenny K. The Midpack Open and the Jenny K. That's a really great idea.
And it's always a really nice event. They do such a nice job with that. And we're very thankful because we have to get a lot of volunteers to keep these tournaments going. And so we appreciate the club reaching out and taking care of our volunteers for us.
And it's on Thursday, June 13th, that you've got a RSVP by for the event that's going to be Friday on July 1st, 2016. So all of you Midpack Open and Jenny K volunteers, take advantage of the golf and dinner. Sounds
yes.
like it's going to be a lot of fun. Did you help? Are you helping with this one too?
No, that's pretty much the Midpack Open people kind of take care of that event, but and they invite us to take care of us. So we kind of stay out of their way.
When did you join the Mid-Pacific Country Club and become part of the women's division?
2001 we joined.
Wow.
And I was kind of a hit-and-giggle golfer then. But then as we, you know, joined the club and got into more involved, started playing a lot more. So that took up a lot of my time.
Did you take lessons?
I did in the beginning, and I recommend that to anybody who's starting out. I think you need, my recommendation is like take 5 to 10 lessons on just all the basics and then go out and play and don't keep score until you feel like, okay, you know, I'm comfortable now. I can start to keep score, but keeping score is frustrating. It's to me in the beginning, it's a very negative, like you're very frustrated about your numbers. So it's all about, you know, learning the basics of the game and going out there and finally having that connection, that good shot that just makes, like you said, builds those endorphins and makes you feel so good. Yay, and I can do that again,
exactly.
I hope.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That sound is something that everybody is like.
Right, right.
Wow, did you hear that?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I did forget. I just had a hole-in-one a couple months ago. That was my exciting. On number four at MidTech. So I'm trying to emulate that, but so far it hasn't happened.
Yeah, well, just remember the moment when it happened and you realized the ball went in the hole.
I want you
to go to the first tee with that thought.
Yep.
Absolutely fabulous that you took time out of your busy morning getting ready to play in the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. Thank you so much, Bobby Femia.
Thank you, and thanks again for coming.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. It's only been 18 years.
Oh, my God. Longer than me. There you go.
Danielle?
May you hit the sweet spot every time. And I think we have somebody else checking in from the pro shop.
Atlantis Sakuma.
Oh, good morning. Alanis?
Hi.
Hi. I was just talking about Island Pacific Academy this morning. Alanis Sakuma is at IPA, 11th grade. How long have you been playing golf, Alanis?
I've been playing golf for about 9 years now.
Wow. Did you start in the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association?
Yes. And I'm still playing tournaments.
How old were you?
I started when I was 8 years old.
What did you think of golf when you started out?
When I first started out, I just thought it was fun to just hit golf balls around and try to hit as hard as I can, and it was just really fun.
And that's how that's exactly what I want to hear, that it was really fun by hitting the golf balls, just hitting them.
But, yeah.
And so now after all these years, and it must seem like a really long time for you, what is your most memorable round of golf?
My most memorable round was probably last summer when I got to represent Hawaii in the Girls Junior America's Cup. Just being out there and being able to represent Hawaii and our team, it was a real honor to do that, and I think that was probably my most memorable rounds.
I bet. And it's kind of like the feeling I imagine people would have if they were going to play for their country in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like that.
Yeah. Are you going to college? Do you want to continue to play golf in college? What are your aspirations? Alanis Sakuma.
I just verbally committed to Ohio State. The other day, I think this Tuesday, so I'll be continuing my golf career in college.
What are you going to major in addition to being on the golf team?
I probably want to do something in sports medicine or sports science. Not completely sure yet, but something like that.
Excellent. And then continue, of course, playing golf at the highest level possible.
Yes, definitely.
Are you a competitor by nature?
Yes, I'm pretty competitive on and off the course.
That's excellent. Fantastic. Well, I wish you nothing but, birdies this morning. And
Thank you.
Hit the sweet spot every time. Alanis Sakuma, the Island Pacific Academy. Are you in 11th or are you going into 12th grade or are you finishing?
I'm going into 12th grade next year. I'm currently a junior.
Okay, but you're almost finished, and you're going into your senior year.
Yes.
Awesome time. Awesome time. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
I'm going to take a quick break right now and thank the people who make this show possible. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's master craftsmen can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
It's a gorgeous day to get out and play. Come on, think positive, okay? You just there's a tee time for you at Poipu at 9:20 and 10:40, and at Wailea 9:26 and 10:38, and here at the Mid Pacific Country Club, it's the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, the 66th Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. I think we have somebody who's standing by in the pro shop.
Danielle, we have Haruka Amamoto.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, good morning. Miss Amamoto, welcome to Hawaii. I'm so glad to hear that you've come from Japan.
Oh, thank you so much.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Are you enjoying your round of golf at the Mid-Pacific Country Club?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations on your position. Shooting the 72 yesterday must have made you feel very good.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Can you tell us about your round?
Yeah.
It's a pleasure. I'm so glad you're here. Haruka Amamoto joining us from Japan, tied for first with Kira Nabashima, also from Japan.
Yeah.
It's great having you. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Oh, thank you.
Aloha. Have a great round, and may you hit the sweet spot every time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, next up is Kira Nabashima. Shiman?
Nabashima. She's also tied for first. Our two, in last year we had an interpreter who came up to the office where Tim Dietrich gets to look at the most glorious view on the planet. He overlooks the driving range where they're warming up right now. But this is a beautiful view of the Ko'olau Range. And when it's raining and then the clouds lift and you see the waterfalls, it's absolutely spectacular. So good morning to Kira Nabashima. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
I'm so glad that you've come from Japan to play in the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. Mm-hmm. And you've played a beautiful round of 72, par for the course. You're tied for first. Are you looking forward to this round this morning?
Yes. Yeah. Same.
What
same.
Did you like about playing here at Mid-Pacific Country Club?
And the country club, どう思いますかって? Beautiful and beautiful and difficult. And about around the green, it's really difficult.
The greens are difficult, aren't they?
green and really hard and really quick.
They're very quick. Yes, Jason Amoy is our superintendent. And he works very hard to make sure that the greens are fair and pure. They are all the same. So we're very proud of our Mid-Pacific Country Club greens. Mm-hmm. How did you find out about the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational in Hawaii?
Ah, なんでジェニーケイのこと知ったかと。 Just a moment. In Japan, there is some tournament, and then one or three winners got the title to come to Hawaii and to join the Jenny K Invitational. So that's why I have known that Jenny K. And also, Lily, we are honored to be there, honored to be here and to play really historical tournament. This is
that's wonderful because it is a historical tournament. The Jenny K. Wilson, the 66th playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. We're so happy and proud that you've come, Kira Nabashima, from Japan to play in this event. Will we be seeing you on the ladies, the Japan LPGA?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you very much for being on the show with us this morning.
Thank you.
Aloha. May you hit the sweet spot every time. We're back here. It's
Thank
the Jenny
you.
K. Wilson Invitational, the 2016, 66 long years. And we've been saying her name all morning long, and we see her picture. Jenny K. Wilson. Why did she, and I guess I'm not sure who to direct the question to this morning, whether it should be Susan Earn or Linda Hoogs, the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division Chair. But the question that people ask me, who was Jenny Kay and why was she made the namesake of this premier amateur event? Of course, she was the mayor's wife. And I think that part of it was that she wanted to lend her prestige to an event that that the women were playing. Susan,
I would agree with that. Although she was, in addition to being the wife of the mayor, she was chosen by the Mid-Pacific Country Club because they wanted to name their tournament after a woman of Hawaiian ancestry who reflected her Hawaiian heritage and the values of that heritage and the beauty of the course and so forth. So even though Jenny Kay was not a golfer, her presence here allowed a certain amount of stature for the tournament. And that's why she was selected. And again, being the wife of the mayor and of someone of the from the islands, it all added to the her selection.
Her ancestral heritage
correct.
And her prestige as being the mayor absolutely elevated the event.
She was also one of the hula dancers in one of the last remaining hula dances in King Kalakaua's court as well. So she had quite a heritage of her own.
You know, when I see her picture, I always think, you know, it was a stunning woman when she performed the hula, and she was in the king's court. And it shows that she had quite the history and absolutely gorgeous and then when you see her smile and you see her eyes in the portrait that we have, you know, there's just so much warmth and energy that you just kind of feel it through the ladies here that you bring to this event and the legacy that you've continued on. Is it, I'm not sure who to
Danielle.
Ask again, but maybe Linda, do we have somebody on from the pro shop?
We do. Susan Fujiki, Oahu Country Club, and she's playing.
Susan.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. I haven't started yet.
You played a round yesterday, though.
Yes, I did play a round yesterday. It was a beautiful day.
It was gorgeous, and it was interesting to get up and drive across the Ko'olau this morning, and I was looking, thinking to myself, I wonder how it is, and we come to the Mid-Pacific Country Club, for the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, and there's not a drop of rain at this point.
Yes, it's going to be another gorgeous day. I mean, the tournament is just one of a kind here in Hawaii. And, you know, the course is always ready for us for 3 days. And the staff, the membership welcomes us, and we cannot appreciate it more.
How many times have you played in the Jenny K?
Oh, my gosh. It must be about seven times.
Seven times.
Seven times
and
or more.
Is there a favorite moment on the golf course that you can that you remember?
I would say maybe having these ducks come across with little ducklings, you know, not being aware that there's people trying to hit over their heads. that's the beauty of this course. I mean, you know, you have ducks, you have birds coming around, but amidst all this great golf is natural beauty.
And it's you know, the wildlife on the course. You
yes.
know,
yes.
Or seeing a mama mongoose dash across with her baby.
Definitely.
Yeah, and your favorite round of golf, or did you, I was talking to one, I think it was Bobby Femia just a little while ago, and I asked her, what was her favorite round of golf, her best round? And she was talking, and then a few minutes after, she said, I just had a hole-in-one a couple of months ago.
Oh, I have yet to have a hole-in-one, so I'm hoping, maybe it might be today or tomorrow. That would be terrific. I've come close, but I have never had it in the hole.
Fantastic. Thank you. What time is your tea time?
Mine is at 8:21.
And what do you do to prepare? It's almost 8 o'clock. It's 7:56.
Well, I just grabbed my second cup of coffee. I'm going to do a little putting out on a putting green and probably ask Mark, the head pro, maybe get a few tips out of how to get out of the traps a little better than yesterday.
That's always my challenge, especially
yeah.
when there's just a little dampness and the ball's a little bit heavier and the sand's a little bit clingier.
I would definitely say the sand's a little bit different than Oahu Country Club, but I'm definitely going to tackle it today and, well, actually stay out of it. So pray for me.
This is Carol Jung, right?
Uh-huh. No.
Yes.
What was that? I'm sorry.
I didn't catch your last name
oh.
when Rick passed
oh,
the phone.
It's Fujiki, like Mount Fuji.
Gotcha. Okay. What flight are you playing in?
I'm playing in E this year.
In the E, and I'm so glad you're here. Because
thank
the E flight is the largest flight.
I know.
It's wonderful to see the number of players who come, even, you know, you're not contending in the A or B flight,
no.
you know, or the champion flight, but are you a competitor by nature?
Yes, I am. And I've been dropping, I've been from the C, D, and E, so the only way is up, right?
That's a good way to think about it. It's fantastic. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really
thank
appreciate
you.
Your time.
Well, we appreciate you too.
And may you hit the sweet spot every time.
I sure will.
Okay.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We are back in with our guests this morning who are representing the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, because the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational is put on by the Women's Division here at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, sponsored by UHA, and we really want to thank them for the fact that they continue to sponsor, I mean, making health, and golf is such a healthy sport, a part of their, you know, they're focusing it on, focusing their attention and sponsoring this event. We have in the clubhouse with us Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division Chair Linda Hoogs, Mid-Pacific Country Club Jenny K. Wilson Chair Susan Earn, and we've also got, make sure that you don't say Chair Danielle, the Mid-Pacific Country Club Jenny K. Wilson Rules Committee member, Marsha Lee. And we were talking earlier with Bobby Femia, And we were talking earlier about some of the unusual rules, and sometimes it can be such a great lesson to the people who are listening right now about which rule was determined. And we were saying earlier that you should always call the rules official if you have any question, because it could be to your advantage to find out the ruling. And if it's not, you know, if you don't have a ruling, then they just say, sorry, there's no ruling for you. move along. But yesterday when Bobby was playing, you had an experience that you were going to share with us.
Yes, Bobby was playing the 13th hole where I was sitting. And she hit her second shot up into a tree, up into a big root on the left-hand side of the fairway. And so I walked over so she would know where the ball was, and it was where it was. And she's walking up the hill with her pull cart, and she gets there, and she goes, do I have a shot? And I said, when the rules official beats you to the ball, do you ever have a shot? Oh. So what are my options? Well, this is what your options are.
Tell us, what was her lie?
She was right. She didn't have a shot at all. She couldn't have gotten the club on the ball. She had tried, so she had to take an unplayable. So she took her two club lengths, and she got a great shot out of the trees with the two club lengths. Yeah,
that's one thing about trees. They always find my ball. They seem to move right toward it, don't they? You know, just when you thought you had a great shot, there goes the tree. There's our past chair. And Duncan, thank you. We are at the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, and I wanted to ask you, as the women's division chair, Linda Hoogs, how much do you do to make this event? As you're in charge of all the events all year long, and finding the people, do you share? Do you change up every year? After one person is the chair, they pass the baton to another. How do you determine who's going to take that role?
Actually, it's frequently whoever will do it.
So Susan Earn just was, did she raise her hand and say yes, or did she hide somewhere and you pointed to her?
No, we pointed at her and said, you want to do it, don't you?
But she's been on committees before, so yeah. You kind of get an idea of what's in store.
Right. Everybody is so willing to help, you know, when they know that maybe they can't do it, but they'll find someone else that maybe they can do it for them.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of the way you folks work together. And I think it's the long term, to carry this forward for 66 years and to keep going and to keep going. Do you sometimes feel the stress? Like, okay, this is on our shoulders to make this event move forward with the legacy that we just spoke about.
I don't think there's a lot of stress with it. I think that people are happy to help, and actually they all have such fun, you know, getting together every month or so to talk about it, and it's just an enjoyable time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. That's perfect. I think we have somebody in the pro shop.
Yeah, Danielle, Kaylee Akagi. She's the youngest player in the championship flight.
She's 13 years old,
and in the youngest player in the tournament. And
yes, she's the youngest player in the tournament. Kaylee Akagi, welcome to the
place.
Show.
Hello.
Hi, Kaylee.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
How does it feel being the youngest player in the tournament?
It's pretty cool. I think.
You go to Punahou.
Yeah.
And your Punahou golf team is like phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to being on that team?
Yeah, next year I'm gonna try out for Vars One. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Are you on the JV team now?
No, I'm in the intermediate team because I couldn't try out for Vars yet since I'm in 8th grade.
But still, I mean, you're still playing golf for Punahou, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on the intermediate team now.
And you get a lot of experience. You've got great coaches. And watching Allison Corpuz and Marielle Galdiano, Did you get to go to Kauai to see that match?
No, I didn't. Unfortunately, I didn't get to go see that. But I saw the scores, and it was really good.
Yeah, because everybody thought for sure Marielle would, you know, get her fourth championship. And
yeah.
Allison said, uh-uh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And yet, you know, what's it like when you're on a team? I mean, you guys are a team, but at the same time, you're competing against one another.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm, whenever, like, one of my teammates, like, do better than me, then it's not as bad because, like, I'm rooting for them, too. You know.
And that's the beauty of being on a team.
Yeah.
Because you can always know that your team, somebody on your team did a really good job.
Yeah.
And you can practice and get better and for the next time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as an individual player, here you are in the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, and you shot a 78 yesterday.
Yeah.
You're in sixth position with all of these great players. Do you feel any, like, stress, or are you very comfortable?
Well, I just hope to shoot a good number today, and then, yeah, I'll see how it goes.
You're going to be fabulous. This is what I want you to do. I want you to tell me what is the best moment in golf that you've had on a golf course, the best score or the best round of golf. Can you remember that?
I think that my best round was in Las Vegas when I played at Angel Park, and I shot a 73, I think. Or no, wait, 71, actually.
Wow. Wow. That's fantastic. So what I want you to do is I want you to remember that feeling, okay?
Okay.
And that's you know, just remember the feeling. Don't chase it, but just kind of, you know, let it make you feel that happiness. And
yeah.
I think you're going to have a great round of golf here at the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational Championship Flight. Kaylee Akagi, thank you so much
thank
for being
you.
On the show.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Danielle? We
yes.
have Kira Nabashina. Kyra. Okay.
Kyra Nabashima?
Yes.
Hold on. Is she in the, which flight are we talking to?
What flight is she?
Oh.
Championship flight.
Oh, Kira
yes.
Nabashima.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I thought we spoke with her earlier. Is
She's tied
Kira
for
16?
First.
Beg your pardon?
She's tied for first.
Yes, absolutely tied for first. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, Kira
already spoke. So.
Yes, I thought so. She was on the show earlier.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought I'd made a mistake.
Yes.
Do you have
no.
anybody else, or should
yes.
we go into a break?
What?
Okay, we're working it out in the pro shop.
Your
what we've
name?
Done is we've arranged it so that the players who come
this
in
is,
to check in for their round.
This is Kayla Baladad.
Oh, Kira Baladad. Okay, great.
Hold on a second.
Kaiser, this is the person we need to hear from today. This is really important, you see, because she had an eagle on the par four. So that's now we're going to find out which one of those par fours she did that on. Kira Baladad plays for Kaiser, 11th grade. She may be going as a senior next year, or I'm not sure how they put it down. Kira, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Can you talk really right into that telephone?
Good morning.
Good morning. I got to ask you, did you have an eagle yesterday on a par four?
Yes, I did, actually.
Which par four did you get that eagle on?
It was on hole 17. I was 67 yards out.
But you should see the look on the faces of all the ladies here on the women's division, the Mid-Pacific Country Club women's division, going, wow, the 17th? Because isn't that an uphill? And it just goes straight up? How far was your drive?
It was actually a pretty short par four. I drove about...
I really don't know, but I was about 67 yards from the green, so.
Wow. That is awesome. That is spectacular. We are just so impressed with what you did yesterday. How did you enjoy playing the course? I mean, you got to 17, and then you had your eagle. How was the rest of your round?
It was pretty good. I shot one over on the front, and I was pretty confident going into the 10th. I made a couple bogeys, but I got back with a birdie and an eagle, so that put me at 2 over. I finished with a 74.
Well, it's excellent. And how did you prepare for this morning? Because your tee time is coming up, isn't it?
It's in 1 hour, one or two hours. It's at 9.
So how do you prepare over the next hour? What is your routine?
I go to the driving range. I hit a couple balls, and I chip, and then I practice my putting.
So how much do you spend? How much time do you spend? You know, golfers are creatures of habit. So we all like to do certain things at certain times. How much time do you spend on the driving range before you go to the putting green?
Usually 30 minutes.
30 minutes warming up. Some people choose not to do very much at all. Some golfers maybe look for the putting, how the putts are rolling on, and then it's just interesting. How did you develop your routine?
My dad helped me with my routine. He suggested I just warm up for a little bit, and then I mainly focus on my short game and my putting.
That's definitely the money. Because you can hit it far, but you got to get it in the hole, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Is your dad your coach?
Yes.
And when did you start playing?
I started playing around, like, 7 or 8 years old, but I stopped for a year when I was 11. I got back into it when I was 12, 13. And since
why
then
did I, you, may I ask why you stopped and what got you back into the game?
I stopped because I didn't feel like I was really into it, and then after a year I sort of realized, like, this is what I want to do in the future, and that's how I got back into it.
And that's very cool that your dad understood that you needed to back away to find out if it was really the game for you.
Yeah. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, very cool. Thank you so much for being on the show.
All right, thank you.
And may you hit the sweet spot every time. We're here at the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, and Kira is at Kaiser. She had an eagle on the par 4 17th, which is quite a, when she said it's a short par 4, I couldn't help but wonder, it doesn't seem short to me.
Narrow.
It is narrow. Maybe that's why it makes it seem longer, right?
There are options.
You know, Marsha Lee knows all about options.
And that's a real rules hole. That's a rules time-consuming hole.
Really? What about it?
It's OB on the right, and it's the lateral water hazard on the left with a bunker. So it's a fine hole, too.
Do you just hang out there?
I have done that in the past.
Just wait.
I like it when somebody else is doing it. But it's a fun hole. It does keep a rules official busy.
At least you know you're needed, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking this morning with the Mid-Pacific Country Club, Jenny K. Wilson, Rules Committee member Marsha Lee. She just talked about rules. We also have the Mid-Pacific Country Club, Jenny K. Wilson Chair, Susan Earn, and the Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division Chair, Linda Hoogs, on with us this morning. Is there a message, Linda, that you have that you wanted to give us? I'm sorry, it just seemed important at the moment to ask you that question.
I think it's fabulous that all these people come and play at our course, and we really appreciate it, and we love it, and I think we enjoy the people so much, and they, every year when they come back again and they see somebody they knew from before, they just smile, and everybody's saying aloha. So it's partly just that, but we really like.
Do the guys help you much here?
Yeah, they do. We try. We twist a lot of arms. But, no, they do a lot of the spotting out on the golf course, which helps a lot. My husband's out there on 13, so.
That's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So it's really, the women's division does all the heavy lifting, but the guys are volunteering their time.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and the membership, because every time a tournament is held here, what time do they get to play?
Oh, after we get done.
So it's ladies first.
Yes, right. At least for this tournament.
Yes, right. That's the way it should be, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as the chair of the committee putting it all together, is there a message you have, Susan?
Well, I would have to agree with what Linda said. It's fun to see the same or a new player that you met the year before come back and greet that person, and they remember you. I've made some friends here from just being in it a short time, and it's truly fun. And as I say, we have this contingent from Maui that come over, and it's joyous. And I think that spirit of aloha truly permeates through the whole tournament, and you can see it build from the practice rounds. They're kind of, oh, hi, how are you, you? And then they get their first day, and we have a poo-poo party for them on Friday, and everybody has a chance to kind of sit down and go, phew, first
Made
day,
it.
Under their belt, kind of greet, meet and greet and all that. But that whole spirit builds up to our banquet on Sunday, which is a very joyous event, and I will look forward to that.
If there's someone listening, a lady's listening, or someone who knows someone who they think they should really play, how do they go about getting into this tournament?
Well, you have to have a certain handicap. It's around, I think, about 23 or 24.
Marcia is nodding her head. I don't have more than two microphones. I'm sorry that, a handicap of 22?
Somewhere in that range.
It
depends. They say we have a maximum of 120. We actually have 116 players this year because we had a couple of emergency withdrawals. But and we're able to distribute those handicaps through the six flights. But I would say that if you really wanted to play in the tournament or just experience that thing, you can come out as a volunteer spotter. You know, we have some people here that don't belong to MinPAC that are participating as volunteers.
Danielle?
But just to kind of get out, get yourself a few lessons, you can come here, you can go to public courses, and just get a feel for how it is to hit the ball. And it may not be your passion, but once you hit it perfectly, you go, oh, wow, that was so
that
fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And as a volunteer, you learn a whole lot. If you're not a 22 yet and, you know, you would like to experience tournament play without having the pressure of being in the tournament, being a volunteer gives you that. You're just inside the ropes. You get to get familiar with the pace and what needs to be done.
Right.
So when you do it, you're ready.
Danielle?
I hear you.
We have Mickey Manta, OIA champion.
Oh, yes, Mickey.
Hi.
Hi, Mickey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. Kalani High School, are you going into the 11th grade next year or next school year?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to 11th grade.
Going into 11th grade.
Yes.
Congratulations on your OIA championship.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And you're on the team, on the Kalani High School golf team.
Yes.
You went out to the 2016 Hawaii High School Athletic Association David Ishii Girls Golf Championship.
Yes.
Fantastic play. You must have had a really good time.
Yes. We have a pretty good team. Like, everyone, you know, tried really hard there, and it was really fun.
It sounds like it was fun, and
mm-hmm.
Kaiser did well in the team play. When you are playing with a team, I was talking earlier about being an individual on a golf team, because you're playing as an individual, of course, for your own score, but you're contributing to the team's overall success.
Mm-hmm.
That must be a good feeling. What is the best round of golf that you can remember?
Well, at state, I didn't do that well. Like, I thought I was going to do better. But, you know, like, it's really hard to do good every time. So, like, how I couldn't really play as how I did as Hawaii Championship. But I think I just need to work on my putting. And I did, so I can't wait for the tournament upcoming. Yes.
It's great to be able to find out, you know, at times where you need to do a little bit more work, and then you go and do it, like you said. As the OIA champion, what was the best moment when you accomplished that feat?
I was, well, first of all, happy. Like, I couldn't imagine winning that tournament. And, well, me and this other girl, her name is Malia, we were like, kept on winning and losing every hole. So we didn't know who's going to win and not. And it was, like, it was pretty competitive. So I had a rough time, but in the end, I made the last putt, and I win. So I think that was really good.
Yes, that was really good. When in the end you win, yes, indeed. I was thinking about when I go to play, I like to remember a golf course or a golf hole that I'm really happy on. Just you go back to a specific course, you go back to a moment in time, and it just brings back good memories. So I was wondering which one of is your best golf memory, and it must be from that championship.
And not only the OIA champion, but I was also the champion at Hawaii State Amateur Stroke Play Championship. So that gave me, like, confidence. And I hope that confidence builds up, and that's my goal for this year.
Fantastic. What do you want to do next out of high school? I know you're planning.
Yes. I want to go to college first. And kind of, like, grow as a player, a student athlete, and learn how to, like, do well in golf and also do well in education. So kind of, like, become a stronger person and player at college and then become a professional golfer. That's my dream.
Excellent. You want to be a professional golfer on the LPGA?
Yes.
Fantastic. Do you know what? I like what you said, because when you go into college golf, you've got to travel.
Yes.
And you have to do more than one thing. And that's exactly what will be demanded of you as an LPGA player. You'll be traveling. You'll have many different things, not just golf, to do, to keep up the commitments to your sponsors, and to the LPGA and to the fans and all the people who are making it possible, the volunteers who have put together the 2016 Jenny K. Wilson Invitational. You'll find volunteers at every one of the events, and it's very demanding, so it's great that you see that. What do you want your major to be? Do you know what you want to major in when
I'm
you go to college?
I'm thinking of business.
A business major. You'll be able to manage your money. Good.
Mm-hmm.
And which college have you applied to?
I'm looking at USC, and most of the mainland, the West Coast side. So, like, Oregon.
You're smart.
My first choice is California, somewhere in California. So, like, USC, UCLA, USC. Like all those California state tournaments, I mean, colleges. And Well, I'll be happy if I get into any West Coast universities.
That's good, because see, that way you're closer to home, and your parents are closer to you, so they can come and visit and see you in your tournaments. Miki Monta, thank you so much for being on the show. Kalani, going into 11th grade, it's great to hear your goals. Fabulous. Have a great round, and may you hit the sweet spot every time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. We're going to take a break. Oh, we're just about down to the end of the show. It's 8:25. It's incredible how fast the time flies, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's amazing. So I want to thank Tim Dietrich for... for taking care of us. He's at the desk, busy working, while we take over his office. And any final thoughts with knowing that we're, you know, just about to close the show? This is an amazing year in golf, just in general. Right now we're broadcasting from the Mid-Pacific Country Club, where the second round of the Jenny K. Wilson is underway. This is the premier amateur women's event in Hawaii. And it would be cool if the Olympics were an amateur event. You know,
it would be.
Yeah.
Used to be.
Used to be. You know, then I think the basketball guys got in. Things changed. But then, you know, you could make an argument that the Soviet Union was always in kind of a professional team. Yeah.
We do have an Olympic winner in our field today, actually.
I had... No.
Yeah, I have two house guests from Arizona that are playing for the second time. One of them won a bronze medal in Mexico City in swimming backstroke.
Wow.
That's Jane Swaggerty Hill is her name. So she's out there slugging it out today.
What's it like, I wonder, from swimming to golf? I know, you know, they say baseball or softball is kind of a natural to go into golf. But as a swimmer, you know, it's a different stroke.
Well,
but she did the backstroke, right?
Well, what's more different is the emergence of women in the sport. At the time when she did it, she was a 14-year-old. And we were talking about this last night, women in sports at that age had absolutely no advantages or anything. So a lot's been done since. And it's nice to see that these young girls can get scholarships and things like that, which were not available to the women at that time.
Title IX
was a help, but it was also a hindrance because schools were not prepared to implement as well as they could have. And so it was a disadvantage for even some of the boys' teams and things. So it was, weren't quite ready for it. But eventually it's evolved into be a good thing.
Yes. Well, so much to learn. There's an Olympian on the Mid-Pacific Country Club course in the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, the 66th, this 2016. And my guest, I want to thank Mid-Pacific Country Club Women's Division Chair Linda Hooks for being on the show.
I've been happy to be here. I'm so happy. It's so wonderful that you come and do this.
Now,
we really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And the Jenny K. Wilson Chair, Susan Earn, thanks so much.
Thank you, Daniel.
And all the girls who've called in, and the time Mark Souza gave us, the Director of Golf here, and, of course, the General Manager, PGA, Tim Dietrich. And I want to thank the people here who make this show possible. Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Futuristone, only the best. And you know they've got something called pavers? And pavers, you can make the most beautiful driveway. And then there's a mesh that can go underneath it that take any of the pollutants out. So if you're worried about any drainage problems that you might have, you need to get in touch with Futuristone, only the best. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes. hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. You tee it forward, and they've got all kinds of options. You can play three holes for $30. You can play the back nine, the ocean nine, for $99. So there's lots of different opportunities for you. And may you hit the sweet spot every time at Kauai's South Shore Gem. That's the Poipu Bay Golf Course. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or a townhouse, and you've got leaky pipes, something's gone wrong, you need to get the water back in your pipes, you need to call Creative Plumbing, because it's got to be done right. And they'll do that at Creative Plumbing. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2016.